The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus came to the town of Samaria called Sychar, near the plot of land that Jacob had given to his son Joseph. Jacob's well was there. Jesus, tired from his journey, sat down there at the well, and it was about noon. A woman of Samaria came to draw water. Jesus said to her, "Give me a drink." His disciples had gone into the town to buy food. The Samaritan woman said to him, "How can you, a Jew, ask me, a Samaritan woman, for a drink?" For Jews used nothing in common with Samaritans. Jesus answered and said to her, "If you knew the gift of God and who is saying to you, 'Give me a drink,' you would have asked him and he would have given you living water." The woman said to him, "Sir, you do not even have a bucket, and the cistern is deep. Where can you get this living water? Are you greater than the father Jacob, who gave us this cistern and drank from it himself with his children and his flocks?" Jesus answered and said to her, "Everyone who drinks this water will be thirsty again, but whoever drinks the water I shall give will never thirst. The water I shall give will become in him a spring of water welling up into eternal life." The woman said to him, "Sir, give me this water so that I may not be thirsty or have to keep coming here to draw water." Jesus said to her, "Call your husband and come back." The woman answered, "You said to him, 'I do not have a husband.'" Jesus answered her, "You are right in saying, 'I do not have a husband,' for you've had five husbands, and the one you now have is not your husband. What you have said is true," the woman said to him. "Sir, I can see that you are a prophet. Our ancestors worshipped on this mountain, but you people say that this place, that the place to worship is in Jerusalem." Jesus said to her, "Believe me, woman, the hour is coming when you will worship the Father, neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem. You people worship what you do not understand. We worship what we understand, because salvation is from the Jews. But the hour is coming and is now here, when true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and truth. And indeed, the Father seeks such people to worship him. God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship him in spirit and truth." The woman said to him, "I know that the Messiah is coming, the one called Christ. When he comes, he will tell us everything." Jesus said to her, "I am he, the one you are speaking with." At that moment, his disciples returned, and they were amazed that he was talking with a woman. But still no one said, "What are you looking for?" or "Why are you talking to her?" The woman left her jar, her water jar, and went into town and said to the people, "Come see a man who told me everything I have done. Could he possibly be the Christ?" They went out of town and came to him. And meanwhile, disciples urged him, "Rabbi, eat." But he said to them, "I have food to eat of which you do not know." So the disciples said to one another, "Could someone have brought him something to eat?" Jesus said to them, "My food is to do the will of the one who sent me and finish his work." Do you not say in the fourth month of harvest we'll be here? Well, I tell you, look up and see the fields ripe for harvest. The reapers are already receiving payment and gathering crops for eternal life, so that the sower and reaper can rejoice together. For here the saying is verified, that one sows and another reaps. I sent you to reap what you do not work for. Others have done the work, and you are now sharing in the fruits of their work. Many of the Samaritans in that town began to believe in him because the words of the woman who testified, "He told me everything I have done." And when the Samaritans came to him, they invited him to stay with them, and he stayed with them for 2 days. Many more became to believe in him because of his words, and they said to the woman, "We no longer believe because of your words, for we have heard for ourselves, and we know that this is truly the Savior of the world." The Gospel of the Lord.
Everyone who drinks this water will be thirsty again. But whoever drinks the water I shall give will never thirst. There are so many false waters, so many false wells, where people go to find the living water but end up finding nothing. It's empty. Or they go and they find poisoned water and are unable to encounter the truth. They are unable to encounter who Jesus is and what he desires of us. Now, many of you are thinking, what are the false waters that I have gone to in my life? The false wells, the false places where we sought truth and meaning, or we just sought comfort and pleasure, and we ended up finding nothing. The story of the woman at the well is really one of the pivotal moments in the gospel story. Jesus wants to encounter this woman at a well, which, by the way, has all kind of interesting implications. People came to wells in the time of Jesus for several different reasons. Not just to draw water, which you needed, but also it was the women who came to the well. And so since there would often be a lot of women at the well, guess who else would be there? Men who wanted to find wives. Wells were literally the local watering holes, if you know what we mean about that. It's where you went to find a wife, or at least one of the places where you could do that. And so at this particular well, at this particular moment, in what Jesus was doing when his apostles came back, and they were sort of, it says in the gospel, surprise that he was at a well talking to a woman who was a Samaritan. There might be some reasons why they would be a little bit shocked. But who was this woman? That's more important, really. Jesus goes specifically to talk to this woman at this well. She is a woman who is struggling in life, suffering because of her sins, and certainly the sins that others have inflicted upon her. She is an outcast in her own community. She is lost and looking for something to save her. She wants water. She wants something. Instead, though, she finds someone. Of course, we know intellectually that Jesus is the life-giving water. He says that in the gospel. Jesus is the one that she needs. He is the one that we all need. But the challenge is, how can I go to Jesus and ask him, heal me? How do we go to Jesus and ask him, save me? Give me what I need. Give me this water always. Pope Francis said, Jesus needed to encounter the Samaritan woman in order to open her heart. He asks for a drink as to bring to light her own thirst. The woman is moved by this encounter. She asks Jesus several profound questions that we all carry within but often ignore. We too have many questions to ask, but we don't have the courage to ask Jesus. What do you want to ask Jesus? That's an important question. What do you really want to ask Jesus for? When we are children, we ask for things like toys and candy and video games. When we get older, we may get it gets a little better, like, Lord, help me to do well on this test in school, or help me to get on the team, or help me to have fun with my friends, or whatever. And these are all good, they're good things, there's nothing evil about them, but the requests themselves are often inherently selfish. As we grow into our adult life, though, our prayers need to change. Lord, help me to find true happiness. Lord, help me with my sadness. Lord, help me to encounter you in prayer. Help me to love you and receive your love. Help me to forgive who I need to forgive, and Lord, forgive me for my sins. Help me, Lord. Just help me. And so eventually we stop needing things and selfish desires, and we realize, I just need Jesus. He says in this gospel, if you knew the gift of God and who was saying to you, give me a drink, you would have asked him, and he would have given you living water. Jesus wants to fill you with what you really need. His life. His life. His grace. His love. Jesus is the water. Jesus is what we need. So this Lenten season, this is the Lenten season. And this is about the time where everybody's frustrated because they didn't do what they said they were going to do for Lent. I messed up. I haven't been doing it. Oh, I ate meat on Friday. Forgot. Or I'm not praying like I wanted to pray. Or I'm not reading the Bible like I wanted to do. It's a tough time because there's more pressure. And my encouragement to all of you is, don't worry about it. Today is a new day. Today is still Lent, and Jesus is still calling you. This is the season of conversion, of constantly saying to God, help me. A time in the church's life where we are invited to stop and turn toward Jesus, who loves us perfectly, who sees our wounds, who knows our sufferings, who knows you better than you know yourself. Jesus is showing us the true object of our worship. We must stop worshiping the world. We must stop worshiping our desires for pleasure and comfort. We must stop worshiping our idea of truth. It doesn't satisfy. Our truth, our way, the false wells where people go to find answers that will not help them. And so Jesus says, the hour is coming and is now here where true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and truth. And indeed, the Father seeks such people to worship him. The woman, of course, acknowledges that Jesus is talking about the Messiah. And this is the beautiful moment of the gospel. The moment of what you might call revelation and conversion. Jesus reveals to her who he is. Jesus says, I am he. The one who is speaking to you. I am he who is with you. I'm speaking to you now. I am the Messiah, he says. I am the truth. I am the living water. I am the only way to true happiness in this life and the next. I am God. Do you hear that in your prayers? Jesus saying to you, I am the Messiah. I am he. I am your Savior. I am speaking to you. Listen to me. If you seek Jesus, he will show you the truth of who he is and who you are. We are not bound by this world. We are free in the love and truth of Jesus. When Jesus sees you, when he sees us, he does not see failure or sin or suffering or whatever we identify as that is false, a false identity, a false well, a false reality. Jesus only sees us. He sees you and he loves you. Pope Benedict XVI wrote this. From our own deep thirst for love, for salvation and for meaning, we give ourselves to the one who in this thirst asks us for a drink. Just as he will thirst for our souls from the cross. That, by the way, is showing the connection of this gospel to the cross. Jesus is talking about thirsting with this woman, a real thirst for living water. And what does Jesus say on the cross? I thirst. I thirst for you. Just as he will thirst for our souls from the cross, we are certain that at last we will have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. We will not die in our thirst. The Lord is in our midst. Finally, satisfaction can happen. This is the love we have been waiting for. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.